This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 735. Get inside a New York moment and learn how to describe your own city moment in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we talk about the interviews that you will find in our new course, where we asked New Yorkers to describe their own city moments. Get the inside information today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going great. It is like beautiful and sunny here. It's lovely.
Oh, that is fantastic. I know we've had some really nice weather here lately, too. It is the best.
Oh my God, it's such a relief after that long winter. And now there's like flowers everywhere. And oh, it's just gorgeous. I love spring.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I feel like every winter when I go through a Boston winter, I tell myself, I'm leaving here. I can't handle Boston winters anymore. But then it's weeks like this one that we've just had, or this week, or right now, when you have that magical feeling that it's warm again. And you're so high on that change that you think, I couldn't do without this change in seasons.
Exactly. It's the juxtaposition that gives you that feeling, right? Yes. You would not be able to feel this excited and this relieved in spring if it was just always nice. You can't really feel, people say you can't really feel like happiness, right? Or contentment unless you've also experienced being unhappy.
Well, that's very true. That's a good point. And so, I mean, I think for now, at least, I'll be staying in Boston, most likely. How about you in Portland?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm pretty much committed to Portland. I can't imagine living anywhere else. Well, I'm so excited for people in the listening course to like meet my city. I think a lot of people know about like Boston, New York, San Francisco, but in this course, they're going to get to know all these other places in America that they would like never think about or travel to otherwise.
Exactly. I mean, that's because in part of the course, what we did was I was out in Portland, we met, and we went out and we interviewed some homeless people on the streets and around the topic of homelessness. And they also will see parts of Portland because in some of the intro videos that you've done in the course, you are in the city of Portland.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Weather permitting, because everyone knows it rains a lot here. I did try and go out and like be in the parks and in the neighborhoods and like coffee shops. And there's like one video in a pool hall.
So cool. Yeah, I remember that one. And it's so cool to kind of embrace and reflect on our cities, right? So guys, today we have Jessica on the show, as we do every week, to talk about our new course that's coming out. Now, this is being published the second week in May. So our course
course, may already be out now, or it may be out around this time very soon. So you guys should be checking your email. Make sure you're on the email list at allearsenglish.com/adventure. You can sign up, get on that email list to get that notification when we are ready. Okay. Yes. So be listening and looking closely for that. But today we're talking about one lesson in the course. And what's it about, Jessica? What are we talking about?
Yeah. So this is about the New York moments. Yes. I love this. So you asked a bunch of people and we actually there were so many amazing New York moments. We had to sort of split it up into two lessons, the more like stereotypical New York moments. And then there's this other one where it's bigger. It's more like fantastical. If I could use that as a word. So these are the moments that someone would just like stop on the street in New York City and just feel the city, you know, like every city has a soul. You know what I mean? Like if you drive into LA or you like enter San Francisco, you can feel it. You can feel the vibe of the city. So these moments of these New Yorkers, like typify what it means to be a New Yorker. It's really interesting.
Exactly. That was my favorite question to ask in these interviews, because you know that everyone's kind of ears perk up when they hear that question. They all have something to say.
Yeah.
And they know that they live in New York and they love their city. I mean, some of the things that were shared, Diego talked about hearing someone singing in Arabic in the subway.
That is the most beautiful New York moment to me. The way he describes it is it takes me away just listening to that.
Yeah.
Right? Like he talks about a time he was on the subway and he hears a man singing in Arabic and he, for a moment, he was not on the subway. Like, he felt like he was transported into this, like, other world through this song. It's a beautiful story.
I love that. I love that. Which story was your favorite out of those? Do you remember them specifically?
What's his name? Asher. I really liked his description of his moment. Like, he describes just like he was walking down the street and then there was a mom with some kids. And I think she like dropped some groceries or she was like having a difficult time. And so he helped her and like time sort of stopped for him in this moment. And he all of a sudden felt part of humanity. Yeah. He felt this connection to everyone around him. And this is definitive for me because in a city like New York, where you are constantly surrounded by people, you do create a bubble. You do create this sort of space to be alone. And so you don't interact with all the people around you because it's impossible. There are millions. So he like finally let down this city guard and felt connected to all the people around him. I loved that.
Exactly. It was like a small moment of enlightenment, essentially. Yeah, that's really what it was, of clear seeing and of being totally present and connecting with other people on a soul level, on a heart level. I love that.
Yeah. One of the vocabulary words that is taught in that lesson is something he uses, epiphanic.
Oh,
and
so good.
Honestly, I've like never heard anybody use that before. We know the noun epiphany, right? To have this like sudden, huge realization, but he uses it as an adjective. So that's just, you know, just as a side note, it's just this other amazing part of the course. You get this amazing vocabulary from all walks of life, right? For all situations and contexts. Like we get a lot of slang and idioms, but then you also get words like epiphanic and manifest and these like huge, you know, like amazing words.
Yeah, exactly. Because we take the direct interviews, guys, with locals who live in these places and we just use what they've said in the interview. We don't fabricate the conversations. We don't create them. We listen to the conversations, what they say. We have conversations with these people and then we make them into a lesson. That's what we do in the course. Love that.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, I've touched on this before, but I am like writing some textbooks right now. And I just yesterday I was reading the edits that they made to this like dialogue I wrote. And they like decided, no, we need to teach two idioms in this dialogue.
No.
And they just put them in there. And it seriously makes no sense. Like nobody would talk like that. But there's nothing I could do about it. Like, they decide. Anyway, that's what happens in manufactured English. And we don't learn from manufactured English. Right?
I think this is so good for our listeners here to hear right here on the podcast. This is how textbooks get made, guys.
Yeah.
And this is probably what you've been using up until the time that you found All Ears English. And now, essentially, your lives will change. Moving forward, everything will change in what we're bringing you here. That's very cool. I love that. And so in this lesson in the course, I mean, the New York moment, what you guys get a chance to do is to describe your own city moment, right? Because it's not just about New York City, right? It's about you identifying what's an essential experience, an essential moment in your city, and being able to describe that. You're going to have a chance to practice describing it with other people in the course or with us. So cool. Come take a journey with us across the United States, 12,000 miles and 2 months, where you'll meet Americans from all over the United States through video interviews and lessons. We'll break down these interviews about interesting topics, and we'll show you how to finally understand native speakers in their natural conversations so that you can connect with them. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection. The price goes up after the first 50 students join the course, guys. So get there now. allearsenglish.com/connection.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. So this is like, this is the core learning methodology here, guys. Like, we take in all these big ideas and specific vocabulary and language points, right? We hear it in context. We experience it. And then you have to produce these things yourself. And these reflections, these things that we are practicing with you guys, that we are talking to you about in the course, these are the exact things you are going to talk about. In English, later on in real life. So, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we are so excited to hear about your cities, about your lives in your cities, and what an essential moment is in your city. So I thought today that we could kind of try to articulate our moments in our cities, you know, in Boston and in Portland. I mean, what comes to mind for you? I think you shared something in the video, Jessica, in the course that I was just editing yesterday about kombucha.
So guys, you may not know what this is. Kombucha is this like fermented drink that's full of like good bacteria for your body. It's like, it's a super hippie drink, all right? And it's actually pretty expensive. It's this sort of like, luxury, healthy thing. So anyway, people in Portland, lots of hippie vibes, lots of like liberal, you know, grow your own, make your own stuff, which is awesome. But there is like a certain point of, how much is too much? Like, there's a really small farmer's market in my neighborhood, and every neighborhood has a farmer's market here. So I went to it last year for the first time. And when I walked in, you know, I see all these like super laid back people in like their sweats and their t-shirts and their like sandals and stuff. And, everybody's like buying flowers and like expensive, you know, like whatever, I don't know, okra and parsley, just whatever. And then there's like this little cart that is selling growlers of kombucha. So there's two things here, guys, that make it a Portland moment. One, Oregon has like the one of the highest concentrations of breweries, right? The places that make beer in the United States. So growlers is a thing here. A growler is this huge glass bottle, usually full of beer, but we call it a growler. But this place was selling growlers of kombucha. Like, you can't get more Portland than this. And the people in line, there were students, there were like old, you know, rich people, doctors, lawyers, baristas, like underemployed professionals. Like everybody is sort of like on this, you know, on this vibe.
Oh, that is so cool. I mean, Portland really is. That was a really well-described Portland moment. And it helps me to envision. I really think that Portland is such a unique place. You know, it's so different even from other cities on the West Coast, even from Seattle, San Francisco. I mean, people know what Portland is about. And when they move there for Portland. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Guys, if you have not already, try and check out a show called Portlandia.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious sketch comedy show, and it really like will get across the vibe of what it is here. So just check it out. Lindsay, what about you? What about Boston?
Yeah, it's funny because I finished editing our New York Moments video yesterday, and then I jumped on my bike to go and see a slideshow somewhere in town. And I was biking through town and I realized I was having a Boston moment right there. I mean, it was really a combination of three things. The weekend, right? There was a baseball game that day, right? The Red Sox were playing. There was also the Boston Marathon, which is so important for our culture in Boston. It's a huge thing. I mean, it's worldly. It's known around the world, but it's a big deal to Bostonians. So there's the culture of sports in Boston, which is huge.
It's huge. Yeah,
people really are quite active, quite athletic, and they set personal goals and they go after them, and or they love to watch sports, right? So it's not just the people running the marathon. A lot of people had gone down to see the marathon. So I could see, runners walking around the city with their capes on, right?
Awesome.
Their capes is what the city gives them after they've finished the marathon to cool down. It's like a piece of plastic, and you can identify the runners that piece of plastic, and they're there with their families and they're high-fiving each other as they pass on the streets.
Oh, I love it.
Right? And then on top of that, it was Patriots Day. So everyone was off of work. This is a holiday in Massachusetts that is meant to commemorate the battles of Lexington and Concord, which were the first battles of the Revolutionary War. So that's a big deal because everyone's got the day off. And then on top of that, it was a gorgeous spring day, which is the best time to be in Boston because we've suffered the long winter, right? So the combination of those three things, I thought, wow, it's a cool day to live in Boston. You know, that was truly a Boston moment. Yeah, it was cool.
What an amazing confluence of events just to have all of these meaningful local things happening at the same time and to experience it by being there, by being on your bike.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Being out in the world. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Just you describing it just made me like feel that day. I could just in my mind, I was there. Like I was feeling the sun. I was like high-fiving people.
Hello? So, Jessica, we are back. We had a little technical difficulty there. But what were you saying before we got cut off?
So, all I was saying that while you were describing this Boston moment, I could feel myself in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the power of communication. This is what we want to give to our students. Yeah. Being able to actually create images and feelings in another person's mind, right? Like, connecting on that really deep level. So, this is what this lesson we're describing today is going to do for you guys. You are going to be able to allow another person from another country, another culture to experience through your description what it's like to be from your country or your city.
Yeah. I mean, that's where connection comes from, being able to engage someone and make them want to listen to you and want to connect with you on around the topic of where you're from and what really makes you come alive. Love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So cool.
It's awesome.
So cool. So guys, we want you to take a look in your email inbox and see if you have an invitation. The course is probably out by now. If not, it will be coming out very soon. It's around this time. Our challenge is that we record these episodes a couple of weeks in advance. So we never quite know exactly the release date, but we have a general idea. It should be out pretty soon around this time. So guys, go on over and go over and get on the free email list so you'll be notified when it's ready. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure and we will be sure to let you know. All right. Very cool.
Awesome.
Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been great. We are so excited to launch this course and get you guys in this beautiful course, this journey across the country.
It is. So amazing. Yeah, so stoked. And so stoked to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah, exactly. If you choose some of the higher levels, the VIP level, you're going to have a chance to talk to one of us one-on-one, guys, to practice these things with us. So cool.
Yes.
So cool. All right. Very awesome. Cool, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds All good. Right, See you bye. Next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.